Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot to talk about with Stephanie Thomas, the Secretary of the State. She joins us now in Brian and Company. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good to catch up, and I know you're busy. So today is the start of early voting, right? Can you give us all the details?
Sure. Early in-person voting starts today, and it runs for 14 days. So it ends Sunday, November 2nd, giving people two full weekends, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on all days except October 28th and 30th, where we have extended hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. And can people, I remember reading last week online registration ended, but can people actually go to a voting place and register?
Yeah, so every town has at least one early voting location. You can find it on your town's registrar's website or the Secretary of the State website, and you can do same-day registration. It takes a little longer because the registrars have to verify that you are who you say you are, but once that is verified, you will be allowed to vote.
In terms of, this type of election cycle, right, is probably low turnout. Coming off a presidential, the state legislature is not doing anything, right? And so what does your office do to try to help the towns bolster turnout?
Yeah, we do a lot, although most people don't realize we have zero funding given to us for public education or public outreach. So everything we do is a labor of love. We use a lot of interns and volunteers. But the towns also do a lot. I know many towns are putting signs up, on the DPW roadside signs or emails and postcard mailings. But it's really disheartening to me. On average, Connecticut sees about 33% turnout in local elections. Yet literally everything I hear people complain about is decided locally,
right?
Like property taxes, schools, leaf blowers, fill in the blank. It's all local decisions.
Yeah, it's so true. And if you want to, you can't complain. Well, you can complain. It's a free country, but it's hard to take your complaints if you don't vote.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking with Stephanie Thomas, Secretary of the State here in Connecticut, joining us here on Brian and Company. So is there new equipment being used?
Yeah. So we have the new tabulators. Most people know this has been like a 10-year process. Our voting tabulators were people were buying parts on eBay, literally. So we received funding from the governor and the legislature last year. We did an RFP process. We purchased new tabulators. And some people use them for town referenda in about 100 towns this year. So a lot of voters have already seen them. And they will deploy fully on Election Day, November 4th.
Now, I think a lot of people, I don't know. It's funny because with AI in schools, they're going back to like blue book exams and they're making people, you know, write stuff out so they can't, you know, over leverage AI or ChatGPT to help them in school. And, you know, technology, you know, has been a part of voting for a while now, but, you know, people are really worried about this stuff, Stephanie. So like, how do you make people confident that the voting is handled in the safest, best way to preserve the vote?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, and I'm sorry people feel that way. I think one of the biggest problems is a lot of people pay attention to national news without realizing that elections are run very differently from state to state. So, for example, there were states that moved away from paper ballots, went to equipment connected to the internet and all of these types of things. But none of that ever happened in Connecticut. So our elections are more secure than many states because, one, we have something very unique, which is this dual party registrars, so that there's a natural check and balance built in. Most states don't have anything like that. We have machines that are new, functioning very well, and they never have been and never will be connected to the internet at all. We have a full paper ballot system. We have audits that are mandatory. We have recounts that are mandatory if the margin is too small. So we just have a lot of protections built in that doesn't exist in some other places.
But we also had Bridgeport, though. I mean, which was, honestly, like, regardless of party, was a state embarrassment.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, what I would say is, a lot of things in Bridgeport were loopholes being exploited by bad actors. But we've passed six or seven laws, as I I forget if it's six or seven, over the last two legislative cycles to close those loopholes. We passed a law that put an election monitor there. We just, I asked for some of that election monitor funding to be used for a public education campaign. Because last year, what we did, when people applied for absentee ballots, we called them. And guess what we found out? That they plan to vote, they like to vote, they believe it's important to vote, and they did everything properly. And then they said, oh, and then I gave it to that nice lady who comes by to pick them up. And they didn't realize that that is the part that's illegal.
But really, do you really? It's hard for me to believe that somebody thinks it's okay to give their ballot to somebody. That seems.
Guess what? In most states, it's 100% legal. Anybody can return your absentee ballot because it's sealed, it's in an envelope, etc. So this is, again, where like national news and lack of public education come into play. So we just launched earlier this month a bilingual public education campaign because our election monitors cannot be everywhere. I need whistleblowers on the street, people looking out for family members. So if they see something, they can say something. And we can move these things much more quickly through investigation and, if needed, arrest.
Yeah. I appreciate the comments. Ultimately, all you want is to be able to trust the system, you know, and that's the most important thing.
And we can here in Connecticut.
Secretary Thomas, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And don't forget to vote, everyone.
That's right. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.